Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. She was visibly upset when Dallas and her 60-pound eagle didn't take home a crown. It's the one and only Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? I mean, she deserved it.
She sure did. I have a feeling she did take home a crown. We just didn't see it.
I hope so.
Because it seemed like everyone in that pageant walked home with something.
It was like a participation crown.
Quite a participation crown. Quite a participation event. I mean, you paid thousands of dollars to enter.
Yeah, to get a plastic crown. So
it'd be a pretty bad business model not to give everyone a parting gift.
True.
But yeah, we saw some other people take home a little hardware. Why not our girl Dallas and her 60-pound eagle?
She should have won the overall, which I'm glad Jasmine didn't, because then I would feel like it's rigged.
Yeah. For a second, I thought she was gonna, actually. But you're right. It would have been too obvious.
I thought she was gonna when I saw the previews last time, and I was like, oh, come on. But then we learned that everyone got a crown.
So. Yeah, I feel like people in the audience got crowns.
Everyone had a crown.
That place looked like a Burger King. I think Gino can maybe trade the fedora in for a crown.
The bold would come out.
That's true. But anyways, we will talk about Gino and Jasmine in a bit. Before we do, real quick, a little business. If you guys want to hear our thoughts on 90 Day the Other Way, you can do that on Patreon and Supercast. That's where we're covering that season. So far, so good. A lot of new couples, a couple old couples, but I'm into it. I'm into the old couples this season.
I am too. I do not like Statler. You guys know it. However, I'm here to watch the story because it'll be interesting. The two of them in a tiny, tiny van.
Yeah.
I think most people wouldn't get along in a tiny van. They're not even, yeah.
And I have a feeling, I don't know if Statler said it, but I have a feeling she's kind of gassy. And so I'm picturing Statler in a tiny van with her flatulence problem.
Her hygiene is very questionable.
So questionable.
Yeah, but I was going to finish my sentence. Like, I don't think they're going to work.
Fair enough.
We saw some Statler spoilers, so thank you. But even without that, me hearing about the two of them in a tiny van after Statler couldn't even lift or had a hard time with the house on the wheels, whatever you call it.
The caravan.
The caravan, thank you. Then how are you downsizing from that?
Well, let's not give the whole show away for free, Teresa. It's on Patreon. It's on Supercast. There's a little taste of what we're doing over there if you're interested. Join us at the Cousins Club level for audio only, the Family Affair level for audio and video of that podcast, plus a monthly bonus. If you're on Patreon over there, you get a special chat. It's like the 90s. It's like an AOL chat room. It's fun. And then Supercast, there's no chat, but you get all the same content.
Yes.
So you choose how you listen, how you watch, and we appreciate if you do. Also, make sure you're following us on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. That's your direct line. That's where you can call in, share your thoughts, chat with us. We love to hear from you.
Yes.
Over on Instagram. So follow us at Married to Reality Pod. Yes, that's how you say it, Teresa.
You should know how to say it.
I know. I really should.
By now, it's been years.
Okay. Also, make sure you're following us wherever you're listening. That way, when we drop the episode, you get it immediately. You don't have to think about it. It comes right to your device. It's so easy to follow the podcast. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as Michael's first gas station fried chicken.
Oh.
He's going to have some diarrhea.
Oh.
I've never had a fried chicken from gas station.
I've had some sandwiches. I don't know if I've ever had fried chicken. I've had buffalo chicken from a gas station. It's fantastic. I'll tell you that much.
I think the only thing I've ever had was that, and I was really drunk. It was like 4 a.m. I had the hot dog from 7-Eleven.
You did?
You know how they're like rolling there?
Don't remind me.
Mm. Yeah. I had it once and I also got a pastry.
Same trip?
Yes.
Yikes.
I used to live in New Jersey.
Oh, we know.
And I used to have to take a bus to get to New York City.
Yeah.
And on the way back, the bus stopped next to the 7-Eleven in my town. And then I had a 20-minute walk up the hill.
Of course.
So I used to stop by and get a snack.
Yeah, I mean, the 7-Eleven hot dog is the state food of New Jersey. So it makes a lot of sense.
So once I finally decided to do that hot dog, not sure how I felt the next day. Probably not great, but I've had it once.
It's always a little shriveled up and brown.
Yeah, I used to love these pastries they sell. These, like, I don't know how to describe, but they were like South American pastries from 7-Eleven. Amazing.
Pupusa? Am I making that up?
I don't know. It wasn't a donut. It was this big thing with something white, like a sugar on top, but it wasn't a sugar.
Okay.
And it was in a plastic bag, so it was packed.
Okay.
It's not like they made it there.
Moving on.
Oh, all yeah, right. Moving on.
Smash like it's as hot as whatever Teresa said before, all that nonsense. And last but not least, if you haven't left a review, please do. You guys know we're suckers for a little love. If you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast right here.
Do you have something to read?
Sure do, Teresa.
Let's hear it.
Got a review from our friend Plant Lady 656.
Oh, hello, Plant Lady.
Plant Lady, we may be coming to you for some tips and tricks because we can't keep a plant alive over here.
We are not. Oh, uh-oh. I just thought of the plant that's in our balcony that I was supposed to...
I took a peek.
Is it still alive?
It's leaning, but it's alive, I think.
Wow, I was supposed to water it once a week and it's been about 6 weeks.
It's been about 6 months.
You just reminded it to me.
Yeah, so Plant Lady, keep your inbox open. We may be coming to you. But they write 5 stars titled Funny and Likeable.
Love it.
I love listening to this podcast. I started following them for their Mavs content, but now I'm binging 90 Day Toe and listening to their podcasts after each one. I almost feel like they're family and always look forward to another reason/excuse to listen. They crack me up every time.
I love that.
Yeah, we are. We are.
We are a family. We're all one big family who loves reality TV.
Yeah, that would be a fun family reunion. It's just like if every one of your family members loved this garbage.
Yeah.
Instead, it's my dad psychoanalyzing us, asking why we watch this garbage. And I'm like, Dad, you wouldn't understand. But thank you for the review, Plant Lady.
Beautiful.
Beautiful review. If you haven't left a review, be like Plant Lady and leave us a review.
Yes.
All right. Before we get into it, before we get into the thick of it, what do you say we do a little 90 day, by the way?
Let's hear it. That was going to help you, but you were like, I haven't got some stuff.
I'm going to come to you next week because the wells run dry, but I got a couple. I got a couple I'm excited to talk about. So by the way, number one, are you familiar with, have you ever watched the Jersey Shore? You're talking about Jersey hot dogs.
I know what it is, but I've never watched it.
All right. Well, I grew up on the Jersey Shore. I mean, not the actual shore, the show. I watched it all
the time. I used to go to Jersey Shore because it was an hour and a half.
Grab a 7-Eleven. Grab a 7-Eleven hot dog, bake in the sun.
Exactly.
Call it a day. So, okay. Jersey Shore, there was a guy in it named Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
Fun guy and not a mushroom, just a fun guy.
What?
And
Okay.
Sorry.
Such a dad joke.
I didn't mean to say it like that. But he's like, I was going to say cool guy. And then I was like, I'm going to get shit for saying he's a cool guy. So I was like, fun guy at the last minute. And anyways.
Nice.
He's got a podcast now. Okay. Something Went Wrong is the title of his podcast. And he had Jasmine on it.
Our Jasmine?
Jazz and Gino.
Ooh.
And it's interesting because she does a lot of these like pop-ons, do a 10-minute interview here, a 5-minute interview there, ET, whatever, Entertainment Weekly, right?
Oh, I thought we like ET, the extraterrestrial.
Phone Home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This was an hour-long conversation. She sat down and just had an hour-long conversation with Vinny from Jersey Shore. And it was pretty good. Like, it was actually somewhat interesting, somewhat enlightening. She's well-spoken. When you get to see her not chopped up in these 90-day edits, you're like, wow, she actually has a decent head on her shoulder.
Okay.
She knows what she's doing.
Does she?
I think so. I think so. I mean, so Vinny asked a lot about how they met. Vinny, I should say, is a huge 90 Day fan, so that's why he had her on.
Classic.
He
was kinda like, who isn't?
Real, if you say you're not, you're lying.
Yeah, we all watch it. Come on.
But he kind of asked some questions. How'd you meet? And Jasmine was like, I'm not going to tell you. I don't want to say. It was the Sugar Baby site, which is why she didn't want to say.
But did she say it eventually?
She alluded to it.
Oh.
But then she said she didn't even know about the show. It was Gino's idea to apply. She had never heard of it, knew nothing about it.
She's in Panama, so.
Sure. I'm sure this runs outside of the States, but
it does, but it's not as popular. In Czech, it's not as popular.
Yeah. They applied, though, and got contacted in 3 days. So TLC knows when they've got gold on their hands.
Mm.
So she talked a bit about that. And then she promoted, probably the reason she took this offer, she was promoting her Jazzy Protein.
Oh.
Remember I told you way back when she was creating a vegan protein powder?
Mm-hmm.
So she was promoting that. And I think this protein is going to be a big flop, at least judging by the packaging. It looks, if you look at this bottle, looks like it's straight out of an 80s infomercial. It is.
Honestly, like protein powders, there's so many, and 99% of them are disgusting.
Yeah. And Vinny was like, you know, people aren't going to buy things just because they're fans of you. Like the product has to appeal to them and apply to them.
Yeah.
I guess it's her passion. Fitness is her passion.
I get it, but it's not unique. There's so many vegan proteins and so many.
I finally found
one I like. You know the one with the nice cows on the back?
No.
It's nice to have protein.
Oh.
It's coffee flavor. It tastes like coffee.
All right.
It's amazing.
All right.
Took me multiple years to find something I like.
You really graduated from those 7-Eleven hot dogs to vegan protein powder.
It's not vegan.
Oh, okay.
It's whey.
Way.
Yeah. I knew it was either or.
Yeah. You chose the wrong one. Anyways.
No, it's a way. It has some real animal in it.
Well, back to my way, by the way. if you guys are interested in hearing the full hour-long podcast, it's on YouTube. There's a video component of it. Check it out. Something Went Wrong is the name of the podcast with Jasmine. Yes. All right. By the way, number two, speaking of passions.
Well, I was going to ask, did it sound like her and Dino are finito?
Her and who?
What did I say?
I think you said Dino.
Gino. I was just thinking about something about dinosaurs.
Try to think about the show. I think it would help the podcast. You're still thinking about 7-Eleven hot dogs. I can understand how that gets you twisted.
I really was thinking of something I saw about a new dinosaur species. Never mind.
So here's the thing, because I was trying to glean any insight if they were together or not. She wouldn't say, of course.
Yeah.
NDAs. She wasn't wearing a ring.
Hmm.
Which is kind of telling, but I don't actually know if she does wear a ring regularly.
I mean, she got, how many rings did she get?
Three.
Multiple? Yeah.
Yeah, I think. But I don't know if it's like something she wears every day. So she was not wearing it on the interview. But she wouldn't let on whether they're together or not. But she did say like, oh, I'm in Michigan because that's where my husband lives. So I don't know.
Interesting.
We'll stay tuned for sure. All right. By the way, number two.
Let's hear it.
Mark your calendar. July 17th. Coming up. Kara of Kara and Guillermo.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be performing a new unreleased song.
Where?
It's a great question because I got excited. I was like, oh, look at her doing a show, getting out there. Because we played her other song on the pod and it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I looked up this venue, Teresa. It's at a gym in her town.
Somewhere in Virginia, right?
Charlottesville. they have a rooftop at this gym where they do like yoga and other group activities. That's where she's going to perform.
Yikes.
The ACAC Charlottesville. The good news is if you're a member of the ACAC, you get in for free.
Okay.
With your membership card, I guess. But people don't seem to be excited. She posted about this on Instagram and the comments came in strong.
I mean, it's kind of a bold move to come up with a song and then perform in your hometown. It's almost like...
Well, perform at your gym.
Yeah, it's almost like you know you are the celebrity.
True.
Kind of thing, like rubbing in their faces. Like, well, I don't know.
I don't think anyone's rubbing anything.
Well, also...
At the local gym.
I don't... Why would I go to a concert to listen to one song?
That's the thing. The time says from like 6:30 to 8. I mean, are you going to just put it on repeat? Are you doing other things? Are other things happening?
Maybe she's going to be signing something.
Is it a talent show?
Balloon art.
But the comments were harsh. People were writing everything from, she sucks.
Oh.
To, you pasted your photo on someone else's body because the image is like her in a bikini.
Mm-hmm.
She responds to all the comments, which is terrible. Like,
oh,
someone wrote, she sucks. She was like, thank you. Someone wrote, you pasted your photo on someone else's body. And she was like, I did not actually. It's like, stop responding to these people.
I mean, what? It's kind of mean when people comment on someone's body, even if she'd fine tune it. Like, you
who
did.
Cares?
Look,
yeah.
Look at our girl Darcy. I mean, she had a baby recently. I saw a photo that I thought, like, yeah, she's a little bit of a mom bod.
Who?
Cara.
Oh.
But right. It's okay. She's a mom.
She's a real person.
Don't be mean.
Yeah. Who cares? But if you guys are interested, check it out. July 17th at the local gym. maybe Jasmine can sell her protein powder there.
Ooh.
They can team up, do a collab.
All right.
That's it. That's 90 Day, by the way.
Nice.
What do you say we get into it? The reason we're here, Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After,
question mark,
Season 8, Episode 18.
It's smelling like the end, slowly.
Nope, that's just gas station chicken you're smelling.
Out of all the places, like, Georgia has a lot of fried chicken places. Even, like, taken to a freaking Waffle House, still better than gas station chicken.
Yeah. let's begin where they began. Michael is in America and Angela has a Pontiac Solstice.
The car?
Unbelievable. I don't know what car I pictured her in. Not that one. I imagined a lot more political bumper stickers on it.
Well, she must have another car because she has 15 or whatever the number is of grandkids.
Yeah.
She can barely fit in her car herself and Michael.
She probably has like a old church van parked on her front lawn that she takes the kids around in.
I think this is her fun car. Like the one that you hit a certain age, you're like, fuck it, I'm just going to get a fun car.
Put the top down. I got a Pontiac Solstice.
Sounds like Punxsutawney Phil.
Something like that. But I think I remember her driving an SUV in years past. Volvo or a Lexus.
I'm sure she has that too, because again, even one, she could barely fit one grandkid in there.
Yeah.
So I think this is her fun car, which, I mean, when I'm going to hit a certain age, I'm going to get a fun car.
Her Meemaw mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she peeled out and went straight to the gas station. I think it seems like that's where they got the chicken from. Like, I don't.
Yeah, they did.
Go to Chick-fil-A even.
Yeah, I think maybe that's one of those local gas stations that she's from a small town. I'm sure everyone knows everyone.
Yeah.
Probably like, hey, Jimmy down the street on the corner of the 5th and Southern has the best fried chicken in the whole Georgia.
Yeah.
And you can get gas too. I mean. Yeah.
The original Chick-fil-A is in Georgia.
Is it?
Pretty sure. Go there.
She's kind of like flexing with her car, and Michael's like, I like bigger things.
Huh.
I mean, he's a big dude.
He's an average sized dude.
Yeah. It's a fun car.
Wait, okay. So now I'm confused. Because Michael was sitting in a car last episode waiting to go inside, remember?
Yeah, that was a taxi.
No.
Yeah. They were sitting in the back. She wasn't driving.
I guess you're right. That would make sense.
Yeah, that was a cab.
All right. So you got the gas station chicken.
And gas.
And gas, which is what you get when you eat gas station chicken.
Yeah.
Then we see him hanging some Christmas lights. And the kids were just like heckling him the whole time he was hanging these lights.
They're like, you need some food care. I'm like,
yeah, your dogs are barking.
Ew.
Yeah, eyes up here, kids. What are you looking at my feet for?
Yeah, Michael's like a little distressed from all these comments from this kid.
He's shocked that the kids are behaving this way. Look who their grandma is, Michael. I would expect nothing less. It's actually well behaved in comparison to grandma.
Yeah. Well, they're going out to dinner, but just Angela, Michael, and Skyla, because Angela wants Skyla and Michael to bond.
Yeah, so let's go to Ray's Steak and Ribs.
That's Angela's favorite place to eat.
I don't think it's anyone else's favorite place to eat, judging by the fact that there was nobody there.
Yes, maybe it was like a Tuesday night.
I don't care. Go to our favorite restaurant on any night of the week. There's going to be at least one other person eating there.
Well, on the way, Angela's driving, holding a cigarette and making comments that she can't see.
That sounds safe.
I'm like, okay, Michael, like, this was your first, like, hint that you should probably run.
Oh, I'm sure he was planning it the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
So they get to the Cackle Barrel, and I actually looked up the reviews of this place. Pretty good.
Really?
Pretty good reviews. And I looked at the menu. Gator Bites.
That's what he should have gotten.
Get some Gator Bites for Michael. Give him a real taste of the South.
He's really excited about chicken fingers because he doesn't know what it is.
Ribbies, chicken fingers. What is this stuff? He had no idea.
Well, Angela ordered something for him that I wouldn't eat. Freaking shrimp and grits. Disgusting. Yeah. Who wants to eat shrimp in a landlocked place?
Like, I mean,
you eat it at a coastal town. Go to Savannah and get shrimp.
After gas station chicken, I think anything from Ray's Steak and Ribs is an upgrade.
Yeah, no, shrimp and grits. I mean, I'm not from the South, so I do not like grits. Don't hate me, guys. I do not. I tried. I hated it so much. I don't like shrimp either. But, like, if you want him to taste something, this is a barbecue place. Give him freaking barbecue, if anything, right?
Well,
or Gator Bites. Or if he wants chicken fingers, let him have chicken fingers. Why did you order grits and shrimp for him?
I mean, if it's her favorite dish, you want to...
She didn't get that. She got freaking barbecue.
True. The way he tasted it, because he was suspicious of it, rightfully so. And the way he tasted it, it was like when you stick your tongue to a frozen pole when you're a kid and just like kind of like slowly like lick it.
Yeah.
He was very suspicious.
No, like, I don't understand. Like, let him pick his bottle. Like, if he wants chicken fingers, like, get grits on the side so he can taste it. But I felt for him with this dish.
Well, he wasn't liking anything because then he tried Angela's rib.
Mm-hmm.
And he was chewing it and then turned his head. And it was hard to see, but Angela called him out for spitting it out and like spitting on the wall.
Which is disgusting.
It is nasty.
Like, spit it in your napkin
Spit in your napkin or just plug your nose and swallow it. But Angela was not selling it. Like when she was like, oh, try this. This is my rib. Try it. She wasn't selling it as a very appetizing meal. She was like, yeah. Yeah, that's hog. That's that hog I was telling you about. Like, that's pig. And I'm like, you don't need to like whisper that in his ear as he's trying.
He probably took a bite of something fatty, which
yeah, like
I would spit
grizzle.
Out too, but I would spit in my napkin if I had to. Or as you say, you suck it up, you swallow it.
You swallow it. You just take a drink with it. But the way she was like, yeah, that's hog. That's pig. I'm like, even if it was the most delicious thing and you were just breathing your bad breath in my face saying that while I was eating it, I would probably vomit too.
Yeah. I like ribs, but I like lean ribs. I don't like fatty stuff.
Yeah. Well, Angela got pissed. She got fired up that he spit. Stormed out. It's like, that's disrespectful to my friend's place. which is hilarious because now all of a sudden Angela's the queen of respect, right? Like she knows a thing about respect.
I mean, spitting in a restaurant, even if you're at a Waffle House, it's still disgusting.
It is, but don't come at me about respect, Angela. You have not respected anyone or any place since you've graced our TV screens for the first time.
True.
So it was just a little ironic and hypocritical for her to be talking about respect.
She ran out for a cigarette to calm down, and then she came back.
Yeah.
And Michael keeps saying he did not spit, that he was just like doing something with his lips.
But then he admitted to spitting.
Yeah.
He did
say. Classic Michael always lies, and then he admits. It's like, bro, just admit it.
At least he's honest. Yeah, and so Skyla's like, this is crazy. You guys have issues, but you're acting like you don't. And Michael says, well, I just want to be happy together, and I want to show that I'm here for you, Angela. So he messed up. He made a mistake, but now he's backtracking and saying, no, we're going to make it right.
Yes. We'll see about that.
We know it's coming. Michael's about to hop in that Pontiac and pedal to the metal.
Yes. Right. Okay.
Shall we move on?
Let's go to Salina, Kansas.
Rainy Kansas day.
It's been 3 months since they came back from Cameroon. And yes, we're talking about Emily and Kobe.
Oh, yeah. I feel like we have an intro to anyone so far. We're just jumping
right
in. I mean,
people know. People know.
Yeah.
You guys know what's up.
Try to keep up, guys. Yeah. Emily and Kobe, 3 months since they've been home, and some big changes, some big secrets, some big news.
Emily is pregnant.
Shocker. These two are the new Kalani and Asuelu.
Yeah.
Like, you just look at Emily the wrong way. And she gets pregnant.
At least Emily is still popping babies with Kobe.
For now. Mm-hmm. No, their relationship seems solid.
Yeah.
Their issues are not with each other.
No.
It's with outside influences. But okay, yes, she's pregnant. She goes, well, we were actively not trying to get pregnant. We were just doing the whole pull and pray. Well, that's how you get pregnant.
Pull and pray. I mean,
the pull and pray. Put that on a bumper sticker. Slap that on your Pontiac Solstice. So they go get the ultrasound with the kids.
Is this like, what? That's not a gynecologist place. That's
I wouldn't know.
Like ultrasound places you roll in and pay $50 to see the baby.
Does that exist?
I don't know. I'm guessing.
This place looked like there was some incense being lit in a corner. It was a little woo-woo looking.
I mean, when I go for my gyno checkup once a year, they don't sell baby clothes. It's a doctor's office.
It's not like a sofa in the corner?
No. Hmm. It's a doctor's office, right? You go there, they do what they need to do. No one's trying to sell me anything.
Well, they probably couldn't find a doctor's office that would allow a TLC production crew. Mm.
That's why I'm saying it. I'm sure there must be places like that.
Oh, well, clearly, here's one.
Oh, some sort of like a doula place.
Hmm.
Right? Doulas must have access to, what do you call it?
I don't know. I don't know what they doula.
Like, doulas are like those nurses, unofficial nurses that help you deliver babies.
Okay.
That's the girl on, that's Corona on.
Yeah, I know. I know what a doula is, but I don't know what their job fully entails. Like, do they do ultrasounds or doula they not?
I don't know.
Anyways, they're here. This is how they're going to announce to their kids that they're getting another sibling.
Yes. Yeah, so doing the ultrasound, that is something that looks like a baby.
Yeah.
And the kids were like, oh, baby, and they wish for a baby sister. Coben does.
Yeah. So they're 12 weeks, which means they got pregnant. They conceived in Cameroon.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So
nice. It's a vacation baby.
A vacation baby, yeah. So now we have to spill the beans. We have to tell Emily's parents.
Yes, and there's another issue. They promise that they won't reproduce as long as they still live with them because they're running out of space.
Yeah. And apparently they were going to find a house and tell the parents, but the housing market is really tough. So
it is. The mortgage rates are crazy.
Crazy.
What the hell?
I don't know if that's everywhere. I guess it's got to be everywhere.
I think people who bought houses during COVID for like those 3% down, locked out.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's like 8+. It's crazy.
I have a friend who just sold his house and like doubled his money.
Man, I wish we bought a house.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we don't like to be tied down.
We're nomads.
Yes.
So, okay, the whole family's hanging out, having dinner, and it's time to break the news.
Yes. Well, they're thinking of how are we going to say? And then Cobain goes, there is a baby in my mom's tummy.
Yeah, well, Emily was trying to soften the blow, being like, we looked at a couple houses this week. We hated both of them. So, like, trying to say, hey, yeah, we're being responsible. Hey, we're doing what we told you we were going to do. And then Cobain's just like, yeah, but they did what they told you they weren't going to do, by the way. There's a baby in my mommy's tummy.
Yeah. Parents are a little shocked. And Lisa gets, okay, I don't know if I picked up on this correctly, but Lisa gets emotional saying, they're choosing to stay here forever.
Hmm. I didn't pick up on
like,
that.
She said that, but she said it with like tears in her eyes. And it seemed like she's upset because it almost seems like, okay, they're full invading us. Like, they're not moving out ever.
Oh, well, I can understand why you think that. David tells the camera, I think we need to stop enabling now, which is like, ding, ding, ding. Mm-hmm. You needed to stop enabling 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to help out your child. I get it. But then they've been living there for a while now.
Yeah, they don't know how to live on their own.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
I have a friend who, they moved back with her parents for about 2 years to save up money for a house, for down payment.
Yeah.
But that was their plan. And they still paid parents monthly, but yeah, it was just cheaper than living on their own. Once they saved up money, they're out.
Yeah, so I think they were getting a free ride.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, we need this assistance. They were just getting a free ride and taking advantage of it.
Yeah.
And then not even obeying the rules that David and Lisa were putting in place.
Yeah.
And now they're like, oh, we're gonna find a place now and we'll move out.
I remember on the previous season, the first season they appeared on, her sister lived there too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wondering if she's out. Yeah, probably.
It's because the parents are enablers.
Yeah.
A little spoiler alert. If you guys don't want the spoil, you guys can skip ahead for 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But a news article or 10 came out and Emily and Kobe bought a house like several months ago.
Yeah, so, and then they popped the baby girl too.
Yeah. So yeah, they did end up getting a place.
Good.
A few hundred thousand. They got their own place.
A few hundred thousand?
It's like $310,000 or something.
That's not horrible.
No, for what they got.
But also it's Kansas. So.
Well, that's what a lot of the comments are like, man, I wish I'd get a house like this for $300,000.
I sometimes look at houses for fun or I see all these reels. There are these like mansions for like $350,000 somewhere in Texas.
No.
And then you look at it and it's like in the middle of absolutely freaking nowhere.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, that's why it's so cheap. Because the closest town, it's like closest city for you is like Dallas. It's 3 hours away. It's
yeah,
like,
you got to drive 20 minutes to the supermarket.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get what you pay for.
Yeah. And you look at, I don't know, places like Massachusetts, one of the northern fancy states.
Yeah.
And then you get like 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom. It's falling apart, 600,000. Oh. It's wild.
You want to talk about California? I was just out there.
Just a shed for 500 grand.
Yeah. If you want any semblance of like a decent home, it's upwards of $1 million.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
A friend of mine bought a house and it was one of those like cookie cutter houses. I think it's like 3-bedroom, 2-bathrooms. They all look the same, right?
And where?
Somewhere in Orange County. Somewhere in between LA and San Diego.
Oh, yeah. It's probably easily
it was a million but
half,
it's a small house with a tiny backyard. Again, a cookie cutter of its same house next to each other.
The house here would be 300,000.
Yeah. At the most, probably.
Yeah.
Because it's not big, but it's wild.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
Well, that's why a lot of people are leaving.
Yeah, coming here to Florida. Please.
Yeah, we don't want you.
Yeah.
All right. I think this is a good place to take a quick break.
Yes.
All right. When we come back, let's go to Brazil. All right.
Let's do it.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a second. And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Teresa. How are things on your side of the fold?
I spilled my green juice out of my Christmas light.
Well, I could have told you it was a bad idea. Well, you're doing Christmas in July, I guess.
I know, because after June, July is closer to Christmas already, so...
Is that true?
Yeah, it's the 7th.
July, August, September, October, November, so five?
Yeah.
5 months and a week or so?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I guess that's closer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well.
So, yeah, that was not a good idea to drink my green juice out of my Christmas light.
Nah. Anyways. Let's talk about Patrick and Thais.
Yes, they're still in the Pierre.
John and Carlos. I feel like they have a secret handshake or something. They've really bonded.
Yeah, like John comes back with the beers just for him and Carlos. They get off the pier and just chilling and chatting. And Patrick is jealous. He's like, John didn't even ask me for a beer. I like beer.
Who doesn't like a beer on a lake?
True.
It's so funny, Carlos and John, seeing them communicate, because Carlos talks and then John just makes noises. Like his response is, hey, like... He doesn't communicate.
But finally, John had a brilliant idea and he whips out his phone.
Here's my phone. Let's translate.
Yeah. So I like that John is having Patrick's back. No matter how much he's bonding with Carlos, like he still has Pat's back.
Totally. And Carlos says, I don't think Patrick's a bad person, but he told me he no longer needed my blessing. And that rubbed Carlos.
I don't think that's what he said. He just said, I want to earn your respect, which I think it's better, but...
Well, he did in a sense say, I don't need your blessing because they got married without it. So...
Yeah.
Without saying it, he said it.
I still think this whole thing is Thais' fault because she was the one who didn't want to tell her dad.
Oh, it's totally...
How would Patrick ask for a blessing if your fiancé says, no, we cannot tell my dad. He's going to freak out and...
It's totally Thais's.
And I like Thais, but that was a mess up.
And so does Carlos. It's daddy's little girl, and he's not going to point fingers at her. But 100%, it starts with her.
Yeah.
So John says, well, it's hard for Patrick to open up to people, but he's a good family man. Like, look at him hanging out with the family right there. And that's when Patrick just starts shouting, leave John and come swim with me, Carlos. Come take a swim with old Patrick.
And so Carlos comes. He does that. Patrick jumps in the water.
Oh, he looked like he was on the verge of drowning the entire time.
Yeah, because of that leg.
I feel like that brace is like cement
heavy
shoes
in
the water. It was making me a little nervous. It was not graceful.
He should have taken it off. Like for swimming, I'm sure it would have been okay. Not to jump in with that.
Probably would have actually been good. Like in the water, a little resistance, build some strength up.
But they're bonding in the water while Thais, I forgot how much she's afraid of water.
Which is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
You got to get over that, Thais. Now is the time to get over it. You're young enough where you're 20, you're in your 20s. You can get over that fear. If you hit 40 and you haven't taken a couple laps at the local Y, it's not going to happen. So they have a little fun splashing around in the water. It's good. It's progress. And then we cut to dinner. Did you see those beer coolers, like the Heineken beer?
No.
So on the table was this like single Heineken holder. It was almost like a giant koozie.
Oh.
And you keep your Heineken in there and I think it keeps it cool.
Nice.
But just like a single.
It's almost like that Brewmate thing.
See? Eh?
The Brewmate, these are those cozies that they've been all over the internet. One of those like things that went viral.
Okay.
It's like a cozy, but it cools it down.
Koozie, some would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I said. What did I say?
You said cozy.
That's what it is, cozies.
Now you're just trying to combine the two to slowly work your way to koozie and then be like, that's what it is.
I don't know, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's cool versus cold is the sound. Koozie.
Koozie.
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So Carlos wants to play some pool. Patrick asks Carlos to play pool. And John's like, well, that's my cue. I'll see you guys later. And then Thais is like, well, I should take Elise to bed. So giving the men some time to talk.
And this was beautiful. Because Pat tells him that he felt rejected when Carlos didn't want to give him his blessing for the first time. Yeah. And then Carol says, well, I felt very hurt when you didn't ask. You guys didn't tell me. And this is like beautiful heart to heart. Like when Carlos gets so emotional.
Carlos is bawling.
Yeah.
I'm glad that he's left because she's scared of water. I mean, that he was flooding the place.
And Patrick finally asks for his blessing. And it's just beautiful. They hug. It's all good. This is all they needed.
Carlos gives the blessing.
Yeah.
That's it.
Beautiful.
Yeah. What took you so long, Patrick?
Well, I think he was waiting for the right moment. Until today, basically, all Carlos did was just making fun of him, making nasty comments, right?
Yeah.
How do you ask for a blessing while Carlos making fun of you? Like, true. You don't.
Yeah. So then the next day, I think Carlos is hungover or something.
Yeah.
They're like, we're going out on the boat. Carlos is out of commission, so he's going to hang back. It's like, I sounds like a hangover to me.
Yeah.
So they just go out on the boat real quick. Seemed like fun.
Mm-hmm.
Took Alicia out, having the time of her life. Then they go back to the hotel and they're hanging out, planning Alicia's party. And John comes by. So Patrick's now like, all right, well, I'm going to go check on Alicia. I'm going to leave you, Thais, and John alone to talk.
Patrick and Carlos weren't the only two people who were supposed to make out.
That's
make up.
Oh, boy. Yes.
I always get confused with these two.
Please
make,
don't.
Make up.
A lot of people make out, and that's how they make up. You know,
make up.
Yeah.
So now it's John's and Thais's turn.
Yeah. And so Thais is telling John that he's been causing some problems, and he should apologize for how he talked to her friends. And John's like, why would I apologize? She threw a drink at me. I didn't throw a drink back because I'm a gentleman. We're oil and water. Oil and water don't mix.
No. He said oil and vinegar.
Did he?
Yeah. Oh. Which, bro, that's how I make my famous dressing. Oil, vinegar, a little bit of mustard, some oregano, a little bit of lemon juice. It all mixes.
Mm-hmm. Follow along for more.
I just gave it away.
Yeah, could have bottled that and sold it.
Mm.
Yeah, oil and vinegar, they don't mix. But he says he'll behave at Alicia's party.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right.
Something needs to go down to bring some drama.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on.
Are you ready to see all the crowns?
Gino and Jasmine. It's like the ninth day of this pageant. I don't understand how long this pageant is.
I mean, it's in a basement. It's probably cheap to rent. So why not extend it?
Sure. Buy 4 days, get one free probably.
Yeah, it's the evening gown competition. And then the queen is going to be revealed.
Guys, the sound effects during this segment were so fraudulent and so wild. If you watch the scenes, everyone's just sitting there, literally sitting there, blank-faced, staring at the contestants. And then the audio is like, like crowd going wild, so much clapping, so much cheering. Cut to the audience. Nobody's clapping. Nobody's cheering. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah. They're all the ladies are doing the catwalk.
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine needs to work on her catwalk.
Why?
A little bit.
Why?
I feel like it wasn't as consistent as some of the other ladies.
All right. Now you're sounding like Gino. Come on, let me get you a fedora.
I mean, he lost his voice, so I'm stepping in.
Okay.
But, I mean, she did a great job. I couldn't do it, but I'm just comparing her to all the other ladies.
Well, I think you would have gotten a crown regardless because everyone got
a participation crown.
Everyone got a crown. The CEO started going through, like, all these random titles. It was like the Dundies. Dundies?
It was like the Dundies.
Like, they're just making up titles so that everyone gets a trophy.
Yeah. So the main title is the Miss International World.
But before
all the others. And guess who's the Miss International Latina?
Jasmine.
A lot of these women were Latina. So I guess it's good that she won that.
I guess that's true. Yeah, it was a tough crown to win. A lot of competition.
Jasmine is like a little sad she didn't win overall, but she's like, I'm happy with any crown. Bro, they're all the same.
They're all the same. And also, who were the judges? Like the front desk employees at the Holiday Inn? Because we didn't see any judging.
I think the past contestants, because there are always these three women or a couple of women with crowns this whole time.
So you think, yeah, you think the previous competition?
Yes.
Yeah, there was no like table of judges. No. There was no numbers being held up.
Please, did you see the place?
Yeah.
The basement pageant?
Yeah. I just want to know who judged this and why and how this all happened. But Jasmine, yeah, she won a crown, so she was happy. She didn't need to win Miss International World.
Yeah. Like, when they were waiting before the announcement, they're sitting in the hallway on random office chairs. Did you see
that? Oh, yeah. They were like computer chairs. They were literally the computer chairs that you see surrounding a dumpster out in a parking lot outside an office building. Mm-hmm, they just like corralled all those and threw them in the hallway.
Yeah. Like, what? What was this pageant? But she's happy. She got a crown. She got a title. So it's all great.
There needs to be a reality show about these pageants. And I'm sure that there's like Dance Moms and all that stuff, but this is probably such a widespread epidemic of these just basement pageants.
I mean, if you're an adult, you do you. I hate the kid pageants. But they put makeup on kids. It's like, ew.
But this is such a scam. Every person, what did Gino say? It was like $2,000 or $5,000.
It was like, I think it was like $1,500 to $2,000.
Yeah.
Plus you have to travel there and hotels.
Okay,
so
but I'm just
it
saying
adds up.
I'm just saying what Miss International World is taking in. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So like 20 people entered, so $40,000.
Mm-hmm.
How much does it cost to rent the Holiday Inn? You know, a couple grand. So these people are just pocketing this money for what? Giving out these fake crowns? It's meaningless. This thing means nothing.
Mm.
At least if you win Miss America, you get a prize, you can travel the world, you get some fame.
Yeah, you become a model, like many of them do. But
this is such a scam.
It is. It's almost like an ego booster.
That's all it is, which if it works, I guess more power to you. But how could it work when you look around and you go, oh yeah, everyone won a Dundee? You know?
You can put in your social media. It's like when you finish a course, and LinkedIn gives you a little sticker, a little thing that you can put in your profile that you can put little. I was the Miss International Latina in a basement pageant, and
I guess so.
I don't know.
Whatever makes you happy.
Exactly.
What doesn't make Jasmine happy is Gino. She's still mad. She's still giving him the cold shoulder.
But she takes some pictures with him. What was the background? There is not even like a nice background to take photos.
No, the whole thing is ridiculous.
This whole thing was awful.
Yeah.
It's just awful.
It's really not good.
I was like, what did I pay for? What did she pay for? Like, awful.
Yeah. So they start getting into it because she thinks Gino is laughing at her, which we all kind of were. But she's like, I'm proud. I'm proud that I won, but I can't pretend I'm happy right now. I'm not happy after last night. You're always putting me down, making me feel like I'm not good enough for you. And Gino's like, well, I don't like the tone of your voice and I don't like your attitude.
But I think my coaching helped you.
I gave you so many tips. How about that? How about the money I gave you for your bills? How about bringing you over here on a K-1 visa? Where's my credit for that? How about the paperwork I'm doing for your permanent residency? Wait, what? The paperwork you're doing, Gino? Apparently, he told Jasmine it was already done and filed.
Yikes.
So Jasmine asks Gino, yes or no? Did you submit my paperwork, Gino? Mm. And that's where it ends. We don't know if he submitted it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say he did not.
I'm going to say he's still working on it because it's hard.
Yeah, there's only one guy working at Fedora and Fedora Attorneys at Law, and he's not the sharpest tool in the shed.
I mean, we did it, the two of us together. We spent, 4 hours at Staples making copies?
And that was just the copying. The other,
yeah, and we did the second one, which was easier. He's doing the first one because what he did before, it was K-1. True. Now he needs to apply for the first green card, and there are kids involved. That's true. Difficult. Remember, for us, we're on the first page of the first green card. We were like 15 questions already, so we decided to get a lawyer.
Yeah.
Because if you fuck it up, then you just postpone it. You just push it further. If you make a mistake, it's not good.
Yeah, and Chino fucked up already.
Yeah.
That's why the kids are having a hard time getting here.
Yeah.
So we'll see whether he filed or not next time.
All right. Let's go to, well, let's stay in Florida. Let's stay down in Fort Lauderdale and go to Alexi and Lauren.
Oh, really? I have Sophie and Rob next.
Oh, I do too. I just scrolled too fast. All right, let's go to Texas.
Scroll back. Rob had met up with Sophie outside of Kay's and has some things he needs to say to her.
He wrote it down.
He wrote it down because he wants to get his thoughts out. And so he says, Sophie, I think the best thing for the both of us is to just be done with this.
Yes. And she's like, why? Okay, I did like Sophie before, but I don't like her anymore because what is she doing? Is this some sort of a gaslighting? She's shocked. He wants to end it. You don't even live with your husband. You left him twice. You're not there. You're not trying. You live with your friend. Like, are you kidding me? Like, you should have expected this. You should have done it yourself, actually, because you're the one who left twice.
I think that's the biggest thing. That's why she's upset, is that he did it to her and she didn't do it to him, because she did everything but say we should divorce. She left and ignored him.
Yeah. And he says, I can't do this back and forth. You keep leaving. He's like, for my own mental health, I need to end this. And I'm with him.
Yeah, for sure. And so Sophie stands up and runs inside Kay's, and Rob is like still looking at his note, saying, I'm not even done yet. Like, I still have more. I spent some time writing this with a little help from ChatGPT, and I'm not even done.
He should have run because Kay comes out and she's very aggressive.
Ugh. This was giving Sophie's girlfriend already vibes. Like, you don't need to fight her fight, Kay.
Also, why is Kay mad? Like, Kay wanted them to break up. She kept saying, Rob is not good for you. He did her job.
Exactly.
And then Sophie's crying, saying, I can't believe he did that. Why did he do it? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, the whole thing is absurd. So Rob actually made the right decision here.
Yes, and you left him. You left him twice.
They're just bitter that he was able to get the last laugh and not them.
Yeah, like, what was Sophie expecting? That she's going to live with Kay being married to Rob? And he's like, no. Like, yeah. We are married. Like, marriage is everything. Marriage is very serious. Like, yeah, I hate to say this, but Team Rob?
Yeah, Team Rob on this one.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now we can go to Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, nothing really happened here. It's been 3 months since Lauren's surgery, so it's officially the end of the recovery period. She's having a little celebratory dinner with her parents.
Yeah, but she wants bigger boobs.
She wants bigger boobs, and who doesn't? I hear you, Lauren, but the issue is,
do you want bigger boobs?
I want solid pecs.
Okay.
Not necessarily bigger boobs. I wouldn't say that, but I would say solid pecs.
Just keep hitting the gym.
I'm trying. And, of course, everyone's like, what the heck? Like, you just got out of surgery, and now you want to go back into surgery. And she's like, well...
She was saying something about the fat transfer, that she lost too much fat in her boobs. Yeah. I thought they were putting fat in her boobs.
But I guess you lose some of the fat transfer.
Oh,
I
see.
That just happens.
Get the good old plastic thing in your boob, no? It's like, yeah, gonna perk them up.
Yeah. And so she's like, I'm thinking like a year, maybe I'll go back in. I'm not fully satisfied and there's the option to do it. So why wouldn't I? And okay, of course you do you. But to have this conversation the day you've finally been cleared to go back to your daily routine is absurd. Like, if you want to have this conversation, have it in 3 to 6 months. Mm-hmm. You're having it literally the day the doctor's like, okay, you can like pick up your kids again.
Yeah. Plus, like, boob job is not that crazy. She would heal faster. Obviously, she's going to have some restrictions, but it's not like they're going to remove fat from all over her body. But yeah, she definitely should have waited. And Alexi, he now thinks that she's getting addicted to surgeries, and it's a very real thing.
Oh,
like, look at our girls, Darcy and Stacy and Larissa and Jasmine and all these ladies.
Yeah, I agree. I was glad Alex said that, because that was my first thought, was like, oh yeah, now she just sees I can do it It was fine. I came out of it. All is well. So I'm, why not do it again? And Alex says, well, it's a slippery slope. And I agree.
Yep. It's like tattoos.
It is like tattoos. I think the reason tattoos are addictive is because you realize they don't hurt. And once you're like, oh, they don't hurt, then why wouldn't I? The only thing that keeps a lot of people from getting a tattoo, I think, is the pain. And then once you get it and you go, oh, it doesn't really hurt, well, then why not do it again?
True.
All right. Speaking of pains, pain in my ass.
Ashley and Manuel, they enjoyed their 15 minutes of peace.
Yeah. So time to fight again. It's Manuel's birthday.
Yeah. And so this is kind of crazy to me a little bit because, okay, they're in the car going to his birthday party. It's after the heart-to-heart. They promise no more fighting. So why are you bringing him out with all your family and friends who don't like him?
Well, because it's his birthday and we're going to celebrate.
Well, okay, well, go out and celebrate the two of you. You just had like a nice moment for the first time ever.
True.
Why are you bringing him out with people who don't like him, who don't trust him? Your sister, who literally witnessed this whole shit show.
True. It's a good point. And then you're going to bring him to a distillery where the whiskey is flowing and even the best of friends turn to enemies with enough whiskey.
Well, they should have been the two of them. The two of them should have gone to some whiskey tasting.
Yeah. Well, they were. Ashley and Manuel were doing the whiskey tasting and Ashley's sister was spilling the tea to mom. Mm-hmm.
To everyone, to the friends too. Mom is shocked.
Yeah, well, she says, oh, yeah, he was taking money, sending it to his ex, talking to his ex, and wasn't being honest with Ashley how much he was. And mom was a little perturbed, to say the least.
Well, like 30 seconds before, mom felt bad for Manuel. It's like, oh, he's probably missing his family. And then Sienna was like, I have some tea.
Yeah.
And then mom is like, what a liar. What a liar. What a user.
Yeah, they came back over from the whiskey tasting and mom was just going off like, you're not a person of integrity. You're not a good person. And Ashley tries to explain it, but nobody was buying it. Ashley's like, well, the money's in the bank account. Like, he didn't send it. He's got the money. It's in the bank account. Manuel, like, let me get the password so I can see. I'll show everyone that the money's there. I just need the password. And Manuel's like, why? Why do you need the password?
Oh, and here we go again.
Here we go.
The vicious circle.
Famous last words from Ashley. I need my third eye right now. I don't even know what that means.
You need to wake up.
Yeah, you need to open your eyes. That's what you need to do. That's it. Yikes. Another classic episode of 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After.
Yeah. I can see this going into August.
Yeah, two more weeks.
And easily. Then tell-alls.
Oh. Yeah, I could see two more.
Angela on a tell-all. Man.
Yikes. All right.
I wonder if this is going to be the tell-alls are shot prior to Michael's freak out.
That's what I was wondering.
And then also, what's her face? I don't even know her name anymore.
Nicole and Machman.
Yeah, what's up with them? They didn't even end their story. They just stopped.
Very strange.
Very strange.
Small perv and
Liz. Oh, yeah. They were on the season, too.
It always happens like that. There's always some that you just kind of forget about.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's this episode. If you guys want to hear our thoughts on The Other Way, we're talking about it on Patreon and Supercast. Patreon.com/MarriedToReality. MarriedToReality.Supercast.com. We are talking about it on the Cousins Club level, audio only. If you want video of that podcast, it's on the Family Affair level. Plus, that level gets a monthly bonus. Mm-hmm. So check it out. Also, follow us on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. You can message us over there. Share your thoughts. What are you thinking about this season? We want to hear it. So follow along and message us. Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys. Smash it like it says, huh? Is the beautiful review from our friend
Plant Lady.
The Plant Lady.
The Plant Lady.
I love it.
Yeah, great review. Thank you for leaving that review. It made our day, made our week. If you haven't left a review, please do.
Yeah, be like the Plant Lady. And you just reminded me, I'm going to check on that plant. Yeah, I was supposed to water once a week.
Check on the plant. Yes. All right. Well, while we go check on the plant, You carry on with your day. Thank you guys for listening. I have said it all.
I have said it all.
You sure have. It means I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.